When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. You know what today is. It's April Fool's Day, so beware the rest of the day. But there's no April Fool's going on here. This is Pep Talk. It really is. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And Maria Goldberg is here with Great Southern Restaurants. You're not going to be fooling us with menu items, are you, Maria?
Well, I might have a little news, but it's no joke. It's no fool either.
Okay, good. Okay.
So for those of you that have not heard, is we are expanding the Fish House.
I did hear that.
Did you hear
and
that?
And I wondered at first when I saw it, is this an April Fool's joke?
But it's not. Okay. No April Fool's joke is that we are expanding into the Atlas area. We have had just an overwhelming demand for seating and waterfront seating. And
oh, yeah.
We've got 2-hour waits if you've been to the Fish House. And so what we have decided to do, and today is officially the start of it.
Well, that's when I saw April 1st, I thought, okay, is this for real? Because I love the idea.
It is. So we did a little soft run yesterday, mm-hmm. and the reception has been just phenomenal.
Yay.
And what we have done is Chef Jason Hughes and Chef John Huggins, both from Atlas and Fish House, have merged together. They've created a new menu that has a lot of the Fish House favorites and standards, as well as a lot of the great, fabulous dishes from Atlas.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we have combined that into one menu, which will give us the opportunity to have basically double our waterfront seating.
Super.
Atlas had some limited hours.
Right.
Whereas, so now, 7 days a week, 11 a.m., oysters. We are still doing our promos that we do that Taylor, who is not here today, she's in wedding prep mode.
Oh, good for her.
Absolutely.
That's exciting.
But she's got ABC this Thursday, and so we will still be doing our beverage classes, and we'll still be doing our oyster dinners that have become so popular, and all sorts of great stuff. So we are doing our 75-cent oysters still on Tuesday night.
Nice.
So nothing really has changed. Mm-hmm. It's changed a little bit, but we are super excited, and the reactions we were getting yesterday within the restaurant were just so...
Oh, yay. It totally makes sense. And to have more availability, that's perfect. It just totally makes sense. I love it.
Absolutely. So what I would encourage you to do is to go on to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, or to fishhousepensacola.com and click on the menu link. Mm-hmm. And then you will see is that we have updated lunch, brunch, and dinner menus.
Wow.
A couple new desserts on the menu. Again, we merged this fabulous bread pudding that was served over at Atlas, and we've now put it on the menu, and a lot of the other dishes that were really, really well received.
I'm excited. I can't wait to get over there and try it.
Yay! So no joke here, no April Fools.
Okay.
It is a done deal, and we are super excited about it. And reason two is that, you know, we're just about for all of us here coming into our season.
Right, of course. This is the time. This is the transition right here.
It is the time.
It's Easter weekend coming up. So
Easter weekend coming up, and Memorial Day, and the reopening of Palafox, and just it's like all the right timing for everything to go forward.
Excellent. This is great. We're talking with Maria Goldberg with Great Southern Restaurants. If you've got a question for Maria, maybe about the merger of Atlas and Fish House, or perhaps one of the other restaurants' menus, or just a comment, so you can text that in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. Pep Talk stands for the Pensacola expert panel, and she is the expert on the restaurants with Great Southern. So maybe for those that don't know all the restaurants that you are representing, tell us a little bit about the other ones as
well. Absolutely. For those of you that don't know, and I hope everyone does, but just in case, we are Great Southern Restaurants, and we have a bunch of great restaurants here in downtown Pensacola. The Fish House, which we were just talking about, huge space. We have an outdoor deck, covered seating, outdoor seating. It is truly one of the best places I feel, on the waterfront dining. See all sorts of action. We overlook Seville Harbor Marina. It's just a beautiful
place to watch the sunset. It's a
beautiful place. And then, of course, we have Jackson Steakhouse, which is our fine dining restaurant down in historic downtown Pensacola across from Plaza Ferdinand. And little fun fact for those of you that don't know, Jackson's, we got our name because right there in Plaza Ferdinand on July 17th, 1821, is where, at the time, General Jackson and Governor Jackson's raised the flag of Florida for the first time.
I did not know that.
That is exactly
right.
How could
I have lived here that long and not known that little fun fact?
Well, we are celebrating America's 250.
Right.
And so that's a cool little fun fact for you. And that is why our logo at Jackson's is a replica of his signature. And the reason why the restaurant is the decor is what it is. They're all French door lined so that you can look out onto the park. And if you notice, the chandeliers in Jackson's are tree branches.
Yes, I've noticed that.
It's so that you could have been a witness to that event, which happened on July 17th, 1821.
That is amazing. I did not know that. That is so fascinating. I love that history.
Little history fun fact there for you.
That's
so
cool.
And then we have our sister restaurant, Angelina's, which is our Italian restaurant. And I could give you all sorts of historical fun facts about our restaurants, but Angelina's was named after the wife of one of Pensacola's immigrants that came over in the 1800s, and he and his wife are buried in St. Michael's Cemetery.
No kidding.
No kidding at all. But over at Angelina's, we've got great Italian food with a little bit of a Southern flair, and then, of course, Five Sisters Blues Cafe, which is in the historic Belmont de Villiers neighborhood, while we're on our little history roll.
I know, I love it.
And that is our soul food restaurant, and just all of them, a little something for everyone anytime you want something good.
Well, right down the street from that is the Gordon Arts Center, and I love going to Five Sisters Blues Cafe, grabbing a little bite to eat, a little cocktail, and then heading over to the theater there or some of the concerts they have. It's right there. It's within walking distance.
Absolutely. Penn Arts, they do a great job over at the Gordon Theater, which is, it's right next door. Check them out.
Yeah.
So, not only are we, you know, big news, April 1st, today is a day that our Beer Fest pre-sale tickets go on sale.
Oh, talk about that.
So let's talk about that. So we are now in our 12th year of presenting our craft beer festival.
Wow.
And it's always a ton of fun. It is on Saturday, June 20th. Okay, so here's why we picked the date that we picked. We always do it the Saturday before Father's Day.
Oh, very smart.
Right. So you know what? Is it if you want to bring Dad along and, you know, do a nice little Father's Day thing for him? Or if you just want to give him tickets, you know, that you don't want to go with them, that's okay too.
There you go.
But every year we partner with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, again, with that Father's Day theme in mind. And they're there. A portion of the proceeds go to them, and we hand out information about how you can become involved with
Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's great.
But it's on Saturday, June 20th. It's from 3 to 6, and it takes over the entire complex. And we will have over 50 different breweries that participate. But then also, too, we have some spirits. We have some seltzers. We have some other stuff as well. So it's not all beer, majority beer. But it's a ton of fun. We have a lot of the local breweries.
I was just going to ask you. I'm assuming a lot of them are local.
Yep, a lot of local
ones.
Which
is surprising because that's been something that in the recent years that we've really been developing here in Pensacola. All of a sudden, we have all these local breweries.
And that is so true. And even we've got some folks coming from Fort Walton, from Grayton Beach, from Fairhope, a little bit of everybody. But it's really... We try to focus on as much of the regional product as we can. And that's the same thing for the liquors as well. Rollins Distillery, which is local, and Asenado Tequila, which is they're based here locally as well. So it is a great day. You get you come in, and tickets, like I said, go on sale today. And that is the pre-sale price. Pre-sale price is $30. And you can come
That's reasonable. Or Father's Day gift
Can taste 50-plus different things.
That sounds great.
$30, and they can be purchased either online at our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Click on the link for the gift shop, and they're right there. or you can come up to the gift shop and purchase them in person. But I will tell you that May 31st is your last day for pre-sale. June 1st,
okay.
The ticket sales go up to $40, and whether we have any left. So mm-hmm. now's your time if you're interested in coming to the Brew Fest. It is $30 plus tax, and it is. It's a great day. Everyone just has so much fun. They come in. Everyone gets a Fish House beer glass, mm-hmm. as well as a handmade pretzel necklace.
Oh,
which
that's
are
right.
The best.
Yes, I remember you talking about those.
And everyone has a great time. I will say it is a 21 and older event.
Mm-hmm.
No children. And also too is that it is, you know, it's just a great everyone. I'll tell you, every single year we walk through and we're working it,
mm-hmm.
and everyone is always in such a good mood.
Oh yeah,
and polite, and it's not, you know, this. It's just a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
It sounds wonderful. It really does. And by the way, we just got a text in from one of our listeners. Earl wants to know. He says, "We love Jackson's. When will you be able to expand your wonderful lunch service to more weekdays?"
That is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a logistics thing. I will tell you is that pre-COVID, we were open for lunch Monday through Friday, and then we had Sunday brunch. And basically, we had to hire a whole new kitchen team to do those hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the pandemic and we were bringing things back again, what we decided we could do with the staff that we had was open one day for lunch.
Right.
And so we would have to hire a whole nother staff in order to open up. And we're really not in that position right now.
Well, that makes sense.
But that said, is that we chose Friday
mm-hmm.
because we thought, hey, if you want to go to Jackson's for lunch, Friday is a great day. And at lunch, your first martini is always free.
Oh, so you could start off the weekend at lunchtime on Friday.
Absolutely.
By the way, I've noticed everyone in Pensacola seems to take Friday off anyway.
Well,
I've noticed this trend.
It is.
For the boating, the fishing.
Right, or take the afternoon off.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a nice tradition, kind of like Galatoire's in New Orleans, where
right.
their Friday lunch service is a big thing. And at Jackson's, I will tell you what, there are people that come every single Friday
oh,
for
fun.
Lunch. And they've made it their tradition. So I encourage you to do the same and enjoy Friday lunches at Jackson's.
Fantastic. Okay. If you do have a question for Maria about any of these great Southern restaurants, you can always text it in, 850-437-1620. Okay, Maria, she always comes in with a list of wonderful things to talk about.
Well, so we do have this Sunday.
And that would be Easter Sunday.
That would be Easter Sunday. And all of our restaurants are going to be open.
Great.
And everyone's doing something a little different. I will say, as always, the Fish House and Five Sisters are walk-in only, no reservations. However, Jackson's and Angelina's do take reservations. I did check prior to coming in, and we still have a few tables available at Jackson's
oh,
and
no
Angelina's.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Limited. But I encourage you, if that's something that you're interested in, you better take care of that today.
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
So over at the Fish House, we're going to have brunch from 11 to 3, and then dinner will start at 3 o'clock. And Jason Hughes, our chef there at Fish House, has created Easter features, which will be available both at brunch and dinner. And that is going to be an herb-crusted prime rib.
Mm.
And that's going to be a slow-cook Angus ribloin over rusted smoked Gouda mashed potatoes, grilled local broccolini, roasted heirloom baby carrots, and that's going to be served with rosemary jus and Dijon horseradish cream.
Wow.
So that's over at the Fish House. You can get it for brunch or for dinner. And again, walk-in only, no reservations.
That sounds wonderful.
Absolutely. Then, okay, call-in person, just so you're listening, Jackson's will be open for Easter serving lunch. What?
What?
Yes. On special occasions for things like Easter, we do open up for lunch service. So mm-hmm. we will be open this Sunday for lunch service.
Excellent.
From 10 until 2. And then we begin dinner service at 5 o'clock. And again, we'll have our standard lunch menu and our standard dinner menu available at both. And then Chefs Miller and Taylor have offered a couple specials for the day. For lunch, it is going to be country ham and crab cake eggs benedict.
Oh, I love eggs benedict.
Oh, two soft poached eggs, country ham, crab cake, toasted English muffin, hollandaise sauce on top, and that's going to be served with some fingerling potatoes and grilled asparagus. And then for dinner, they're going to offer their Easter special, which is going to be a slow-braised lamb shank.
I'll say that three times fast.
With fingerling potatoes, roasted Brussels sprouts, and au jus. So at Jackson's, again, you will need reservations, and you can give us a call at 850-469-9898, or you can go onto our website, which is jacksonsrestaurant.com, and click on the reservation link, and that'll take you straight there. And then over at Five Sisters, we will have our traditional Sunday jazz brunch for Easter. We'll be open from 10 to 4. And then the special feature that we're going to be doing over at Five Sisters is going to be slow roasted, lightly smoked, orange and cranberry glazed spiral ham.
Wow.
And that is going to be served with scalloped potatoes, bourbon glazed crispy Brussels sprouts, roasted carrots, and a Sister Schubert roll.
Stop it. What? You're making me so hungry already. What? I can't decide where to go. All these menus and all the restaurants are amazing. I mean, I'm not just saying this. They're amazing.
Sounds
wonderful.
The chefs do a great job. And again, at Five Sisters, it is a walk-in only, no reservation. So come on in and enjoy there. And then over at Angelina's, we are normally closed on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will be open for Easter service.
Nice.
And that is going to be from 10 to 3. And we are actually, because we are not open for lunch at Angelina's, we will be serving our dinner menu at lunchtime. However, Chef Gillette has put together a couple Easter features as well. And that is going to be a mint and ricotta pasta. And that's going to have sweet peas, bacon, a poached egg, and Parmesan. And then he's also going to offer lamb chops with herbed risotto, grilled asparagus, and that's going to be finished with a mint gremolata. Delish, right?
Delish. That sounds wonderful.
Delish. So over at Angelina's, again, they do take reservations, and you can do so by giving them a call at 850-542-8398, or you can visit our website, angelinaspensacola.com, click on the reservation link. So that is what we're doing for Easter. A lot of good stuff going on.
Sounds wonderful. And you can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com to pick up and choose which one you want to go to, correct? Or make reservations
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it? We always say, Taylor and I always say, that we throw out a lot of information. Well aware. And so the easiest thing to do is to go online to greatsouthernrestaurants.com and you click on the news link. And once you're there, then you can see everything that I've spoken about, as well as all the information about the menus, how to make reservations, and the such. And also, too, while you're there, if you're interested, when you go onto the website, there'll be a little pop-up menu that comes up right when you log on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll on there, you can sign up to receive news and events.
Which is great.
So you don't miss a beat, man.
Because y'all have things going on all the time, not just on the holidays.
All the time.
Okay, this is a pretty interesting question that just came in from one of our listeners, and it makes me laugh. I have never been to the Fish House. Okay, so this is great. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Is it a bar type scene, noisy, people wearing tank tops and TVs everywhere?
No.
No, it's not.
Okay, first of all, I need to know your name because I want you to come down to the Fish House and I will show you around.
Okay.
That we have, for those of you that don't know, clearly, we've been around for 28 years. And we like to say that we are one of the OGs.
Mm-hmm.
We, being the Merrill Brothers, really, a long time ago, there was nothing going on downtown. Nothing. Zero. There was, I think, Seville and Shanahan's.
And that was about it, wasn't it?
Traders.
That's right.
And the Fish House. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And so what the Merrill Brothers had done is that there happened to be a restaurant there and it had closed down. And the guys said, you know, hey, wouldn't it be cool to have a restaurant where we can hang out
mm-hmm.
with our friends, with our families, and just have a cool place to meet with friends, enjoy the view, have some good food, maybe listen to some music. And so that's what happened. And so when there was nothing going on, Collier and Will and Bernie Merrill decided, you know, hey, let's do it. And so they did. And over the years, we have kind of kept that same theme where it is a place. And this is kind of cool. I'm going to get off on a tangent. But So it's a place where we all used to hang out, you know, 28 years ago when it first opened. We're still hanging out there. But what's so awesome is we have our parents that are still going there.
Right.
And then our friends are still going there. Their parents are still going there. Then their children are going there. And then their children are getting married and they're coming there. And then they're coming there with their kids.
Right.
And it's so awesome. And one of the things that we love about being a locally owned restaurant is that, you know, we're local. And so most of our hostesses are daughters of friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Busboys, you know, servers, they're all... It's
local.
Like one big family. And so I will say that at the Fish House Bar inside in our main dining room, we have about 15 bar stools maybe and two TVs. And those are the only TVs in the complex.
There you go. It's very different from some of the other establishments that we're familiar with that are on the beaches. I won't say any particular beach, but it's not that.
It's not,
very different.
It's not
that.
And it is a... It's just fun. It's nice. It's laid back. And I will say that it is Florida casual, so people do wear shorts, but also people do wear suits. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you will see it all.
A little bit of everything, which makes it, you know.
But if you text me your name, I'll make sure to give it to Maria so then she can look out for you.
Absolutely. We would love to have you.
Okay. So we've only got a couple minutes left here, Maria. Anything you want to mention coming up in April?
Sure. Well, you know, I think we're good for April,
okay.
But then also too, just to put on your radar, because Easter comes and the next holiday after that is Mother's Day.
Right.
And that is Sunday, May 10th. Now, pro tip. We always like to give our pro tips. I'm telling you now, May 10th, Jackson's and Angelina's will be open. They take reservations. Fish House and Feisters do not. If you would like to secure a Mother's Day reservation, go and do it today. Because Mother's Day at all of our restaurants is one of our biggest days.
I believe it.
And at Jackson's, we will be open for lunch service.
Excellent.
And dinner. Mm-hmm. And then over to Angelina's, we will be open for daytime service, which will again be from 10 to 3.
Wonderful.
So again, I encourage you now, if you're looking for a Mother's Day reservation, do it now before we pack it out.
That's great advice.
Absolutely.
Great
and then
advice.
Always too is that we say, go check our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and check us out on our social media. Everything there is up to the minute news happenings of what's going on at each one of the restaurants.
And menus.
And menus as well. Come check out our new menu at the Fish House. Give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you, but enjoy.
Okay. And just to kind of reiterate, in case somebody just joined us, this is not an April Fool's joke. Just talk a bit about Atlas and what's happening with the Atlas Oyster House and Fish House.
Absolutely. We are expanding the Fish House.
Yay!
And so what that means is that we are going to be open and have expanded seating 7 days a week. We've got a brand new menu that chefs Huggins and Hughes have worked together to consolidate it into one big fabulous menu. And then we're continuing all of our fun events that we do. We are going to continue with 75 cent oysters on Tuesday nights. And then we will continue our beverage classes as well as the World Is Your Oyster dinner series.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Love it, love it.
If you ever have questions, always reach out. You can reach us at Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at goodgrits.com or Maria, M-A-R-I-A, at goodgrits.com.
Okay, it's the Good Grits Girls right here on News Radio 92.3. And Pep Talk is our expert panel. You are definitely the expert on the Great Southern Restaurants, no doubt about it. So we've got a lot of exciting things coming up. I think that it's time to get on the phone and start making those reservations. Father's Day, Mother's Day, Easter.
You got to do it. You got to do it. Nothing changes. Go onto our website for full menus and full information. Mother's Day is up on our website, so go check it out.
Okay. What are your plans for Mother's Day? Do you know yet? Or for Easter?
You know, I am going to be traveling for Mother's Day.
Ah.
However, for Easter's, I'll be at Jackson's.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
Well, I loved hearing the history of Jackson's. That was awesome. Once again, that website and how we can get in touch.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. Check it out.
Maria Goldberg, you're the best. Thank you so much for filling us in. And just be careful today. It is April Fool's Day, but it's no joke. Go downtown and try out these restaurants.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Maria. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.